The following content you're about to hear was not created to shame or degrade any staff at Waffle House. We're only making fun and how it goes down at a Waffle House. Listener discretion is advised. I feel
the drowsiness or the dreariness of it.
Oh, well, that's the case. It messed me up then because I was working through Saturday night.
But you were like literally staring at the awkward
No, you weren't even paying attention. It was so damn lit Saturday night. All I know is when I got home, it was like 5 o'clock. But I guess my body was on the 4 o'clock mode. So,
5 o'clock in the morning?
Well, you know how, club shit. Club be done at 2. You start talking and having these old, philosophical ass conversations.
Literally, you can't do that over these parts right here.
Which you say you can't do it?
St. Louis just sounds like literally like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like there's nothing to do because everything is shut down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, between that and Waffle House.
Well, yeah, Waffle House. There's that.
And this, my neighbors, is where it starts. The Waffle House talk. Let's go. What's the word, everybody? It's your man, Mr. Al Pete from the mighty MPN.
Man, listen.
And you're now tuned in to the Clear Visions podcast. Get ready to enjoy the show.
Are we clear? Clear.
What up? Mr. Allen, Clear Visions podcast. I know you're wondering, like, what is Alan talking about? This Waffle House talk. Sound like he's in a Waffle House right now. Yeah, just some ambiance, podcast stuff. I ain't going to hold y'all. But this is what it sounds like at 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 in the morning or even 1 in the morning at Waffle House. A couple of days prior to this conversation that you're about to hear, shouts out to my Clubhouse family. Content creator Colors. I heard this plenty of times, and actually I have a gig tonight, so I'll probably hear it again. But listen, it doesn't get any better than my family talking about the experiences that you have at a Waffle House. So after I went to the Waffle House a couple of days later, indirectly we started talking about Waffle House. The time had changed. Shouts out to R&B mostly. I had got done at 2 o'clock, but it was really 3 o'clock because time went forward. And yeah, so we had a whole conversation about how things go down in the Waffle House. Now, let me let you know, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, but my content creator, Color family, podcast family, they from all around, all right? So they had different experiences, so it's very funny. Shouts out to Crate, my man Dominic, Jen, Sean Connors. I want to say, no, we're going to cut it off before Esquire get on here because he said he's going to sue us for doing this.
Oh, my God.
But nevertheless, shouts out to my folks. Shouts out to Lisa. Shouts out to Denise, Levi, Ty, what's happening? All my family, man. If I miss y'all, please forgive me. But without further ado, let's listen to these funny chronicles of the Waffle House.
Man, listen.
Y'all know how they used to have like boxing matches, and then after that, people go to the club. Waffle House is like the upside down world. So you go to the club first, and then you go to the fight at the Waffle House afterwards.
Not the fight. Anyway.
Like if I really had the time and the desire to do it, like I would do a Stranger Things. But it would be changed, so it'd be like how stuff in the real world is upside down. So it'd be like the Waffle House is the post-club fight versus the post-fight club. And then other stuff to be real backwards. So whoever wants that idea, run with it. Knock it out.
You should do that. That's funny. That's hilarious, actually. Write that down. You'd be having some little funny, I'm not going to say little,
I got you. I hear you, Martin. You're right. Them bread aisle brawls be going down.
Not the bread aisle.
and use a plasticware even if you're sitting down at the wall.
Exactly. So
this is what I told. Things have been so gross in there, but anyway.
Thank you, Lord, for the Waffle House.
That could be another example of how people go to the Waffle House and complain because it ain't super clean. And then they go to their aunt's house, which is just as dirty.
They still eat there, right?
It's the devil you know, Craig.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like, it's all, it should be so backwards. Yeah, I think it's funny. Like, I just watch people and, like, and I'd be looking around like, no one else sees this? All right, it's just me?
Look, cool. I have a lady again. Like, you got a cup of hot water like she was getting some tea, and she literally soaked her, you know, pork and spoon in a
Man, listen, when you go to Waffle House, I feel like everybody should just know, well, you know what I'm saying, what the consequences is.
The consequences?
What? You talk about the devil you know, like you going to the Waffle House. You know exactly
you're going to the Waffle House, so you can expect. I mean, now, granted, if you have something on your fork, yeah, tell them. You got something in your cup, tell them. But listen, it's basically an all ball game when you go to Waffle House. Like, you shouldn't come with no 5-star expectations. You should just come and get your bowl of hash browns, smother it in cheese and egg, and call it a day. And get your waffle and just be like, look, God bless John's W. Wise.
Like, I just think it's funny, like, people who go places and be, like, worried about the, like you said, if there's food on your silverware, hair on your food, like, I get that. But, like, there's people who say, like, I use straws because I don't drink out of the cups. Like, but you use the silverware and eat off the put. Never mind. Like, that's kind of like when the logic, like, the logic be buffering. Like, it don't quite make sense, but if that's what makes you comfortable, knock it out.
I just know when you go to the Waffle House, you either going to I think Waffle House food is good. My wife, not so much. But just know that, like, when you go to Waffle House, either A, you're going to go skating because that floor is going to be greasy, or B, you're going to get, you know, a nice show with your meal in the form of an argument or a fight. That's when the Waffle House star goes from 2 to 3 to me. That's just me, though.
It is dinner theater.
Exactly.
But you got to go through the prime hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. in
this
the morning.
This is correct.
Sir. And alcohol has to be involved. There's something about when alcohol hit that syrup.
Listen, when the syrup hit the syrup.
Yeah, man. I went Saturday morning, man. I went Saturday morning, and it was just a totally different vibe. It's always a different vibe at like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. But at that one, like you said, 2 to 6, yeah.
Listen.
Red eyes.
At that 10 a.m., that's respectable hours. That's when the truck drivers and the grandmas
and the army, being there. And the army vets.
Yeah.
With the hats, yeah. Or sure. So, or somebody have a baseball game, and after the baseball game, the kids go there. So that's all there.
It's like gremlins and mogwais. Like, it's all good until after midnight. Then you feed them after midnight, that's the Waffle House.
It really should have, like, movie matinee prices for the daytime. Like, when you go to the Waffle House.
Yeah, I ain't getting the full show, so I shouldn't have to pay the...
Right.
Like, my All-Star should be at $2 less because I don't get the full show. I hope we're recording this because so we got the Stranger Things, and we got the Gremlins reference. So I feel like we racking up somebody need to call Mel Brooks. We need to make this happen.
What did I say? Dinner theater at Waffle House. That's and if you go down Twitter, if you type in like Waffle House and then just go down either the hashtag or the search. It's nothing but fights.
Yeah, they just did a skit on Saturday Night Live about that. But the guy was talking to his girl. He was breaking out in front of a Waffle House, but in the background, he was fighting and throwing people through the window.
Oh, wow.
It's like those restaurants or maybe it was I can't remember what kind of place it was, but people go there to get insulted. I feel like it was a I can't remember. I can't remember what kind of place it was, but like people go there to be insulted,
right? By
when they order their food or whatever.
I've seen that before.
So it's like that's the Waffle House. Like I go there to get a waffle and waylaid.
Oh, he think I
like
forgot.
You get to eat grits. You get to eat grits and get grits thrown on you.
Do it.
He,
do it.
He think do I it. Forgot. What I forgot.
What?
Hey, man.
What up, Mr. Al Keith? You are
man, at talking about Waffle House. We're talking about Waffle House.
Love House style.
You thought you had some smooth slip by there, didn't you?
Man, come on with that, man. Hold on.
Love House style.
Hey Sean, pause that.
On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
What we need to start doing is we need to just I'm gonna just send you just the music bed without him talking, and we gotta record the room. So every time we play the music bed, whatever his reaction is, be the next. So we just gotta have a whole bunch of reactions.
And that would be kind of clean, though.
Motherfucking Waffle House Chronicles, boy. I love it.
I remember seeing one of those videos you were talking about, Al, where I guess the lady who was actually working there, but they put it to the music of the Avengers theme. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Somebody threw the chair. She caught it or right, something like that. Yeah.
that
shit goes down at a Waffle House.
It does. And y'all so right though. It's got to be the prime hours, like Sean was saying, between 2 and 6, because that's when you know that's the prime time for something to pop off.
I'm talking about everybody be zombies in that bitch, boy. It'd be so funny. Just red eyes and people just walking slow, chewing on that bacon.
Like, here's another show idea. Civilware and Civil War. So it's like, it's always the employees fighting each other. Like, you just got one edition, it's just the employees fighting each other. The inter-office battle.
Y'all ever been in Waffle House and like two employees be arguing with each other? That shit be so hilarious, though. You've been on break for like 30 minutes. Why don't you got 8 people? And nigga just walking back to the damn cook. I mean, walking back to the stove.
Slow. Talking shit. What they gonna, they can leave. What they gonna do? Be mad? Ain't nobody getting no food until I cook it anyway. So if y'all want this food cooked, you gonna let me take my break. Or you can come back here. It ain't like you calling the tickets right anyway. We don't make crunchy hash browns, so what the fuck are you talking about?
Somebody said Waffle House was Southern Ghetto hot hibachi.
Yo, that's another one. Go to the, I don't know what y'all call it there, but we got a place called Gingy's where they cook at your, like you sit around the grill and they cook. So we got to have one of those. So instead of making like the onion volcano, like he making... He making like log cabins with the bacon.
Oh boy.
Making your bacon look like Lincoln logs. smoke coming out the top.
Lord have mercy.
He done made a little golf cart with the waffle wheels.
Oh, fuck. It was a hibachi dollar.
Dude done took his girl out on a date. Now you get mad because the cook poured syrup in squirting syrup in her mouth from across the grill.
Oh, I appreciate this laugh this morning, y'all. Holy shit.
Here you go, the theme music. That could be the background music.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's the elevator music you hear when you go between the first door and the second door. It's just the Rough Riders.
Right.
It's just this right here. That's like the plays over the intercom.
Like you see this nice couple all dressed up, step out the limo out front, valet open the door for them, and you just hear the clinks and tinks, and then they open that second door, and it just hit them. Niggas got on Scullies and do-rags. Just take it back to 2004. Everybody got on super extra baggy clothes.
And Timberlands.
Oh, I appreciate y'all. That was great.
These are the Chappelle skits that never happened.
Yo, next time I go to Waffle House, dog, I'm gonna ask them to do the onion
volcano.
You gonna get escorted out?
No, there's gonna be somebody in there. They're gonna be like, "Oh man, I've been wanting to do this for a long time."
He gonna be behind. He gonna be behind the grill. Hold my beer.
It's gonna be like on Bad Boys. He's gonna be like, "Now that's how you cook. From now on, you cook like that."
Instead of regular onions.
Hold my man.
Are you ring? They would have threw that on the menu, dog. The new thing. Onion ring. Waffle. It's got to be fried, God, man. It's got to be fried. That's a given.
Hey, Craig, it is another thing that was hilarious. You talking about the crunchy hash browns? No, they be, every time I ask for that shit, they be looking at me crazy. I be like, man, just do what I tell you to do. I'm paying you for this, please.
But I already see it. This man already got a masterpiece. He got the egg sunny side up with the onion ring volcano, and then he got a bacon sticking out the top. Like, he done created a whole masterpiece. It looked like a little Pompeii Island.
I'm surprised somebody ain't did that shit there, yo. I'm sure somebody has, but they documented.
I don't know why not. You might as well do it, because then you still got to dice and chop them onions up anyway. Go ahead and put on the show. You know what happened? Actually, somebody did it. And somebody's auntie in there screaming with her wig halfway off her head. Quit playing with the food. Hurry up.
Man.
Oh, he needs to eat so he can take his medicine.
Hey, next time I'm going to Waffle House, I'm gonna, this song will be in my head for sure. The fucking first door, the second door. I love it.
And if it is, there's a jukebox in there. It ain't nothing but just like tear the club up type of music in there. Like, ain't nothing else. No Barry Manilow, none of that shit. It's just like there's something that you got to tear something up to.
But you gotta have like the traditional Waffle House jukebox. You gotta press the button. It'd be looking like the jukebox from Back to the Future. Until the music start playing. Like, I didn't know they had this on the 45. You done crossed over. You done crossed dimensions.
It was hilarious. I used the jukebox Saturday morning when I went. I was like, I didn't even realize that shit was there.
Half the time, there's a nigga in there with his phone super loud. Like, we want to hear his auto-tune rapper all out. Like, if you don't turn that Beats by Dre off.
It's funny we're talking about this because in the morning podcast chat group, that was the topic of discussion this morning, building a podcast from scratch. So it's funny. It's kind of like what we're doing here almost. I have to admit, though, this one is a lot more fun.
Well, and you missed some of the conversations. Like, we literally had people come in here, like, asking questions and we giving like A to Z how to do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's been done. We're gonna just like, so we could have had a podcast about a whole different thing, really.
Yo, while you're playing, I was thinking like this is the conversation we're having right now would definitely be a dope podcast episode. One of these days, I'm just gonna have to just record it, man. I'm gonna have to just plug them and hope for the best.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the replay is on. Somebody can take it and chop it up and make it a little mini episode.
I used to record our rooms, but I stopped doing it.
I mean, the replay is on now, so it can be recorded. You just gotta play it back into a recorder if you can't pull the. I don't know how the replays go, but if you can't pull the file directly, just run it back and replay it into a recorder or play it into a.
Well, if that's the case, then if y'all don't mind,
this you're supposed be a, to be able to download it, but I kind of never messed around with it. But
if y'all don't mind, this would be a Clear Visions podcast for sure.
Clear Visions Podcast was produced and engineered by myself, along with the intro and outro music. Subscribe to this podcast that's available on MrAlPete.com, NPN-LLC.com, and on all podcast platforms. Thanks for listening, everyone. Building but becoming. To the top.
I'm suing y'all, but good morning.
No.
You can't sue. You weren't even in the conversation, even in here.
You ain't established your presence. You ain't say nothing when you came back. Ain't no screen to look at to see you was here. You called attendance. You didn't say no name. You're marked absent.
Oh, he got all this.